Creative Doubt in Photography on today's episode of Develop and Process. I'm Justin Lowry, a fine art landscape photographer working primarily in large format film. I've been a photographer for about 13 years and made about 2 million images. Today, we're going to talk about self-doubt in creative photography and landscape photography specifically. I'm going to share some of my experiences with you, talk about ways we can deal with self-doubt in photography. I think self-doubt is something that affects all artists for the most part. I don't think it ever really goes away. It's something that we deal with whenever we're going to create something new. There's always this sort of fear of vulnerability or exposure whenever you're kind of putting yourself out there to create something. Even when I was getting ready to make this video, I'm feeling self-doubt because I don't really know how I'm going to express these ideas or share them with you. I don't know if anyone's even going to watch this or care about it. And I feel like it's already kind of been talked about by a few different people and they've done a great job. So what do I have to add to the conversation? You get the idea. Let me just share a story with you that's very typical of how this affects my creative work. A few years ago, I went to Death Valley National Park. The first night of the trip, I got out there after driving about 4 or 5 hours. I arrived just too late to shoot the sunset. I went back to camp, and this was in Stovepipe Wells. There's no cell reception. There was one bar of Wi-Fi at the general store there. And I was able to message my wife and just tell her how I was doing and stuff. And just that little point of contact, I think, was helpful. But then I went back to camp and I'm just sitting there in my truck where I'm camping for hours. And this is in the winter, so the nights are long and cold. And it was like extremely windy. I think like 50 mile an hour winds, and it was just howling all night long. My neighbor's tent was just getting beaten so badly, and I felt bad for them. I was so frustrated with how the drive had gone. I was frustrated with how I'd arrived late, how I'd missed the sunset. I was frustrated with how windy it was. I was lonely. I was feeling like, what on earth am I doing out here? Why on earth did I waste all this money, all this time, all this gas? Why did I take myself and my gear out here and expose to all this risk for no reason? And I just felt like, I don't even know what I'm doing out here. This is a complete and total waste of time. I'm miserable. I want to go home. So I just kind of sat there and was like, you know, trying to process through it all. And I end up, you know, just like listening to some music. And then I ended up laying down and going to sleep. I woke up the next morning and the wind had completely erased all the footprints on the sand dunes and it had stopped and gone away. And that morning I ended up making some of my favorite dune images that I've ever created. This was back before I switched to film, but it was sort of the precursor to the Mojave Monochrome project. But if I'd given up and gone home on that night before, those images would not exist today and they would have never happened. And I think that's pretty typical of how a lot of my trips go. I often feel really kind of overwhelming self-doubt when I go out on these trips. And it's always the same thing that comes up. It's you get out there and you're on a photo shoot or you're out there to do some creative work, whatever it is, and you just get overwhelmed by this feeling of inadequacy, doubt, vulnerability, and you just feel like, why am I here? I am not good enough to do this work. I don't have the skills. My equipment's not good enough. The conditions aren't right. The light's not going to work out. And even if I am successful, who's going to like these images anyway? No one's going to care. It's just going to be a drop in the infinite bucket of social media and be forgotten within a few hours. And yet I'm out here spending hundreds of dollars and days of my time creating this. And it's like, am I even going to like these images? Like, maybe I won't even put these on my wall. Would I put this on my wall? No, I wouldn't put this on my wall. Why am I going to shoot this photograph? It's a complete waste of time. And I'm not sure about my exposure calculation. I don't like this composition and so on and so forth. And it just goes on forever. And the lesson that I've continually learned, and I'm still learning, is that you just have to push through it and be determined to create regardless of all those voices in your head. When I used to have this self-doubt, I didn't really know what to call it. I just knew that I felt this overwhelming sort of dread or fear or sort of disgust with my work, and just felt like, you know, why am I even wasting my time? I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing out here. I always just wanted to, you know, quit and go home. And it was really difficult to spend the time out there. And the only reason I stayed out there was because I had the investment in time and money to go out there. Another time I went out to Anza Borrego, which is a desert area near where I live. And I was going to spend the night out there and photograph the sunrise and the sunset the night before. A little bit after sunset, I got incredibly frustrated and felt the whole self-doubt thing and the loneliness and just wondering what in the world I was doing out there. I packed up and left, went home, and was 2 hours from home. It was a long drive back. And I ended up not shooting sunrise. Quite a while later, I returned to that place for sunrise with a couple of photographer friends of mine. And that experience was one of the best photographic experiences I've had out there. The sunrise on the Badlands out there was just absolutely breathtaking. And it was sort of a lesson to me that I could have made these incredible Badlands images if I had just stayed out there, but I didn't. And so I felt like I failed. And that was a learning experience for me. Just another instance of where I gave in to the self-doubt and then ended up regretting it later. So I try to remember that whenever I'm dealing with the self-doubt. So enough personal stories. I'm going to give you guys some 5 ideas, tips, suggestions to deal with self-doubt in your own creative work. So here we go. The first one that I've personally found helpful in dealing with self-doubt is to set personal deadlines. Set personal deadlines. So when I force myself to have a creative thing done by a certain date and time, whether it's the end of the day, the end of the trip, sunset today, sunrise tomorrow, whatever that is, I set a deadline for myself to achieve a creative outlet. If I'm doing design work, that could be, I'm going to have this designed by Friday. If it's a website, I could say I'm going to have this built by the end of next week or the end of the month on this day. So setting a fixed deadline, even if you're not working for someone else and you're just working for yourself, creating a deadline and sticking to it is one way that I can kind of force myself to press through the self-doubt and overcome that resistance. Number 2, projects, personal projects. So creating a project around something you're passionate about and then trying to express that passion or that subject through a series of creative work. Sometimes thinking of your creative work in increments, in incremental steps, like step 1, step 2, step 3, or thinking in terms of a body of work rather than in terms of one specific grand piece, like I'm going to create 10 photographs, can kind of be ironically easier than creating one because it takes the pressure off each one. So you can say, well, I'm going to create this body of work in the hopes that the overall collection of work will communicate what I'm trying to say, rather than try to put all that pressure on one piece of creative work or art. Number 3, past work. One thing that I like to look at when I'm facing self-doubt is past work. So sometimes I'll feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Why am I wasting my time? And all I'll just do is look at some of my work in my own portfolio and say, look, I had self-doubt when I created this and it worked out. I pressed through the difficulty and created this other thing and it worked out. Therefore, it's worth it to press on and create this thing this time around. So looking at your past work can sometimes be an incentive to sort of get through that phase and get back to creating. Number 4, determination. Now, this is just going to sound kind of overly simplistic, but what I'm trying to say is that you have to just have this raw grit and determination that you're going to create, because as creatives, that's what we have to do. We have to create. It's like this drive that we have that we must put ourselves out there. We must be breathing new art, new expression, new creativity into the world. And if we're not doing that, we're not going to be happy. So I think creating constantly is really important. And just reminding yourself of that. Secondly, also related to determination, is being willing to do what other people are not. Remind yourself that a lot of other people are out there sitting on their couches watching Netflix or going to the burger place or the movies, and they're not out there creating stuff. We have to be willing to do what other people are not. We have to be willing to put in the long hours, to put in the hard work, to put ourselves out there, to create something that's worth creating. And yeah, is it easier to sit at home and watch Netflix? Absolutely. But is that something we're going to look back on in 10 years and say, oh, wow, I'm proud that I sat on the couch and watched 27 episodes of my favorite TV show? No, we're not going to be happy about that. So remind yourself that, would you rather look back on something you created or something you consumed? So that's something to think about next time you're kind of dealing with that sort of block. Number 5, just be authentic. If you're creating work that you don't believe in or that you're not personally invested in, then you're really not going to be motivated to do it. Now, I know that this doesn't necessarily help with paid work, although I would definitely say try to be as authentic as possible and steer the work in an authentic direction if you have any input whatsoever. But if you're doing work for yourself, don't create work that's for other people, like in the sense of creating things that you think are going to do well on social media or creating things that you think are going to get a lot of likes on Instagram or that are going to be well reviewed. Be authentic and create things that are true to yourself and who you actually are. Don't lie through your work. You've got to have that integrity, that honesty of putting the real you out there through your creative work. And if you do that, you will be satisfied with the work you create, and other people will resonate with the work that you created because they can sense that authenticity and they say, oh, I want to connect with this person. Even if I don't totally like what they're creating, like maybe it's not my personal taste, or maybe it's not my favorite color, or maybe I don't like that genre of photography or that type or style of graphic design or that type of video, but they can recognize that you were invested in, that you were authentic, that you had that integrity in what you created. And other people are going to respect that, and they're going to value your work even if they don't even like it, which is sort of ironic. But basically the way this works is that as humans, we crave authenticity. We crave integrity. We crave honesty. We want to see other people who are genuine. We can't stand fluff and nonsense and like putting up a facade and being someone you're not. Nobody likes that. And you're not going to be satisfied with your own work if that's what you're putting out there. So I just want to encourage you to be authentic as possible in your work. And when you do that, it serves as a motivation to push through that self-doubt because you know that what you're creating is something that you can stand behind and that you'll be happy with many years in the future. So I hope those 5 pointers have been useful to you. I'll go over them one more time. Number 1 is deadlines. Number 2 is projects. Number 3, look back on your past work. Number 4, determination to do what others are not. Number 5, be authentic and have creative integrity in your work so you'll be able to respect the work that you've created and look back on it and be satisfied with it. So those are the 5 points, and I hope that you will find them useful in overcoming self-doubt and creating authentic work. I'm Justin Lowry, and this has been Develop in Process. Until next time, stay curious.